ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. All
right. If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out. Drink driving, all bad. What's all good is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading the Catch Up podcast. A very big week. If you've missed anything, it's all on this feed.
Mm-hmm.
We had Bryce from Maths earlier this week.
Yeah. Talking about a skin condition.
Pretty much talked about a skin condition that does make him appear that he's lying.
Yeah, weird.
That was a strange one. Yeah. The other thing, I mentioned this, I think, yesterday or the day before, we met a thruple and...
And then a quadruple.
Yeah, four people in the relationship. Lots of stuff. And then hang about for it too, our Friday sing-along.
You've got to get this one because it's a modern song. It's Pink and Willow, Cover Me in Sunshine. And I really think we nailed it. I'm just saying.
Do you really think
we... Well, you definitely did.
Well, thank you. Thank you. All right, I'll say, no, I'll go with it. We nailed it.
We nailed it.
Yeah, hang about. It's coming up soon.
You'll find out before you're done. Music's fun for everyone. Join right in. Sing along.
Cliffo.
And Gabby's.
Doing a modern sing-along today. It's not a duet from years gone by. It's Pink and Willow's brand new one, Cover Me in Sunshine.
Cover Me in Sunshine.
This was an interesting suggestion that was put forward.
This was a special request that came through. And this lady said to us, we have to cover it, but Gabby has to play the role of Pink.
Mm.
And I have to play the role of Willow Sage Hart,
yeah.
Her
who's
daughter.
Who's
9 years old.
So you've really kind of embraced your daughter's look.
100%.
That's what I'm picturing here, because she's got the long blonde hair.
Yep.
You've got the long blonde hair. You've used one of her JoJo bows. You've got a big lollipop.
Got a big lollipop.
Yeah,
to complete
so
the look.
You've really
and
channeled
you've gone,
that.
Like Pink circa the year 2000.
Yeah.
You have the short pink hair.
Yeah.
Very grungy. are you ready to go?
Nah.
Me either. But without further ado, here it is. Cliffo and Gabby's Friday sing-along, Pink and Willow, Sage Hart, Cover Me in Sunshine.
Here we go.
At Hit Breakfast. Here we go.
I've been dreaming of friendly faces. I've got so much time to kill. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will. And even if it's far away, get me through another day.
Cover me in sunshine. Shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's still spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine.
From a distance, all these mountains are just some tiny hills. Wild flowers, they keep living while they're just standing still. I've been missing yesterday, but what if there's a better place?
Cover me in sunshine, shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine, shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine.
Take it away, Willow.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la.
Cover me in sunshine. Shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's still spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine.
I don't know if that was done. I don't know if I'm more Willow Sage Hart or more drag queen.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very RuPaul today.
Well, nah, but you'd be lip syncing if you were a drag queen. So
man, believe
you've
it or
definitely
not,
gone above and
that
beyond.
That was all me, baby.
Glorious
Cliffo and Gabby, food dudes.
Yeah. Do you ever get really, really excited about something and you can't wait to tell, like, your partner or your family or a bestie, that kind of thing? And then when you tell them, they're not nearly as excited as you.
They ruin the mood.
And it just completely bursts your bubble. So, for this edition of Cliffo and Gabby Food Dudes,
guess who's who in that scenario?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm not bitter at all, right? So, long story short, every single morning, I'm halfway through eating one right now, I have the same little snack during the show. And it's just a packet of cheese and biscuits. So, everyone who makes cheese pretty much makes these. I buy the Coles ones because I'm a tight ass. But it's
unless
just,
the other one's on sale.
I got the other ones on sale the other week and I was bragging about it
so
to you.
So excited.
That I got the branded ones. They were bigger cheese. But it's just like three Jats.
Yeah.
They're not even Jats.
No,
they're just home brand Jats.
Crackers, yep.
But it's three crackers and three little bits of square cheese. You just put the cheese on the cracker and it's very convenient for me to eat during the show because we don't have time to make toast or a proper breakfast or anything. Yesterday, the good folks at Coles rewarded me with an extra bit of cheese. So, all I do is win, win. And I think Instagram's actually right down,
wow,
like down around
I
the street.
I think it's just back up now.
Is it just back up? Okay, well, whenever it's up, we'll put the video up because I'm actually, like that video there that you're hearing, I'm holding the camera on you.
Yeah, and I'm
you're
excited.
You can't even hear you.
No.
You don't even speak.
Because I'm probably just rolling my eyes.
But that was a win for me, mate. That was a little food win. And that's what I want this morning on 131060 for Cliffo and Gabby Food Dudes. I want your food wins. So what I'm talking about there is where the factory or, I don't know, the restaurant or whatever, whoever's putting the food together makes a mistake and you get a little bit extra. A good example is when I was about 11, I went to Macca's with my brother. And he would always get the McNugget six-pack.
Yeah.
Inside the McNugget six-pack, Gabby, seven McNuggets.
You remember that from when you were 11.
You don't forget an extra McNug, mate. 131060.
Who else gets this excited just, about their little wins?
Just, I don't know, cast your mind back. And it wouldn't happen very often. Mm. But when the factory or the whatever makes
someone
a mistake,
stuffs up.
It's quite memorable. What I'm thinking is, like, you know how these days with packets of chips or whatever, like literally half of them are air.
Mm.
Is there someone listening who got two shots of chips or whatever?
It was like full.
So the you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
The extra Tim Tam in the packet. I don't know. That'd be hard because there's a tray. Don't know where you put the extra Tim Tam.
But there'd definitely be scenarios when, like, you get an extra nug or maybe you get, you know, a bit of popcorn chicken in your chips. If you go to KFC, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
That's
what a great, that's a win. and it's easy to do, too, because it's all in the same hot box to keep it warm. 131060. What was your food win, Rochelle?
So just on Easter Sunday, we were sharing a Daryl-y Easter bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And it is with solid chocolate.
No.
No!
That is a good one, because normally the whole thing's hollow.
Yeah.
That's you like know, double the chocolate.
If you think about it.
It was so good.
Rochelle, solid is. Yeah, like you say, Gabby, you're getting double, if not triple, the chocolate, because there's a lot of hollow in an Easter bunny. Oh,
that's a good one. That is a good one.
I'm getting off on this a lot more than I thought I would. Hayley's here. Hayley, what was your food win?
Well, my daughter bought a box of cherry ripe ice creams, and when she opened the box, there was five instead of four.
Nice! That, an extra ice cream, I'm sorry, Cliffo, but that's better than a piece of cheese.
Yeah, me sorry.
Yeah,
there's absolutely no argument from my behalf on that at all. That's a good win, Hayley. Thank you. 131060, Amanda's got a food win. What did you get extra in the food, Amanda?
I bought a packet of Twisties and I ended up with some Twisties and burgerines in it.
Oh.
So I thought that was a bonus, but on top of that, I sent in a letter to them and ended up with a box full of chips.
No!
Hold on
a second. So it was a win, but you still complained.
Oh yeah, of course. Because you gotta let them know. You gotta let the company know what's going on.
So you've got not only have you gotten your Twisties, there's a couple of freebie burgerings in there. So no doubt you eat all them, and then you go, "Hey guys, what happened?" And they're like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Here's more
free stuff."
Yep.
Amanda,
I think I had about like 10 or 12 packets of chips in the box.
So good.
Oh, my God.
I love that. That's genius.
Well, yeah.
Evil genius.
That's like triple win, that one is.
Kelly's here. Kelly, what was your food win?
I went to KFC about 5 minutes before it shut, and they give me the chip in the bucket that you get your KFC in, so I got a full bucket of chips.
That's not even on the menu.
No, it's not on the menu, and I know what I'm going to be doing tonight. Loitering around to my nearest KFC waiting for closing time. Big night for ScoMo last night. Our Prime Minister holding a press conference at 7:15.
He hasn't done that in like a year.
At night, yeah.
Since COVID started.
The news media was like, what the hell's going on? Because this must be big news.
Yeah, and so the reason he did it was to advise under 50s not to get the AstraZeneca vaccine for COVID-19. Interesting.
It's pretty big news.
Yeah.
To find out why under 50s are being advised not to use the AstraZeneca vaccine, we've actually got our show GP on. He helps us out all the time. Dr. Michael Clement. So what's the reason, Dr. Michael?
Well, in short, we've now recognised using the overseas data that there's about a 5 per million chance that if you have the vaccine, you might get this very rare clotting disorder. And so for the under 50s, the chance of you catching COVID in Australia and dying from it is so low that it's probably not worth the risk of the vaccine. So that's why the government said that they're going to hold off on the AstraZeneca for them, give them the Pfizer, but they can people can discuss it with a GP. So if they're worried, they can still have it. And if they've already had the first AstraZeneca dose, they can come back for the second because it's safe. But we're just changing the rules slightly today.
So you said the chance of a blood clot from this vaccine is 5 in a million. That doesn't sound like a huge chance. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, that's right. It is a really small chance. So the chance of the clot is 5 in a million, and the chance of dying from that clot is about a third of that. So we know that that chance of dying from the AstraZeneca vaccine is about the same as the chance of dying from a 400-kilometre drive on the roads.
Very low chance then, I guess. Dr. Clements, thank you so much for breaking that down.
No trouble.
That's good. Really good, understandable kind of way to break it down there, so appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, an interesting turn of events, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Hmm.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
I just want to say before we get into this Hacky Gabby, we're going to preface this one by saying your mobile phone that you have, you can actually make calls on it. And that's what this Hacky Gabby is going to be about. It's not just for Facebook and Instagram. Wow. You can make calls. And Hacky Gabby is all about, you know, lazy girl hacks. And this one might actually help you out because you love a good phone call, Clippo. You can talk on the phone for an hour.
I will, but people often, you often text me.
Yeah.
And I will go,
No. This
I'm
is
a human.
Phone call.
I have a voice. Let's communicate one to one.
Well, I might use this hack on you on occasion then. Because sometimes you get stuck on the phone and you can't find a way to politely hang up. But you're done. You're done with the conversation and you just want to go.
This never happens to me, but I feel like it happens to people
that you're talking to.
Who I speak to.
Like with my mum, for example, love her, talk to her all the time, but occasionally we will say goodbye 5 times before we actually hang up because she'll go, oh, by the way, and continue. And I'm like, I've got to go. Yeah. This is a way you can hang up without being rude or coming across as being rude. You are being rude, but they don't know it. And you don't have to have the excuse of going through a tunnel. So what you do when you're on the phone
because there's
to someone,
so many of those in regional
exactly.
Queensland.
Exactly. It's a very hard lie to pull off. So instead of that, instead of going, oh, I'm going out of reception and hanging up, what you do is you put them on speakerphone.
Yeah.
And then this is, and I'm speaking from an iPhone perspective, but it'll work on every single phone because what you do is you swipe down from the top right corner.
Yes.
And you put your phone on airplane mode.
And what happens?
It tells them that the call failed. So they don't know you've hung up on them. They think that technology has taken over and the call has failed. And they'll try to call you back and it'll go to voicemail and they'll go, oh, must have gone into a black spot.
Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks is back on Monday morning. $1,000 cash on the line. We had a winner this week on Thursday.
Karen
took home the grand.
What a legend. She did so well. But if you want that $1,000, the answer you need to keep in mind is KISS. Ooh.
KISS.
Sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-T.
A romantic move and romantic action or whatever, or a 70s glam rock band.
Could be either way.
Set to tour Queensland very soon.
You're right.
Kiss is your answer for Alpha Bucks on Monday.
I'm getting married.
It's time for Gabby's weekly wedding chat.
I'm only allowed once a week.
One segment
per
week.
I've been restricted. I've been restricted because the wedding's not until June next year. So we really have to like have a slow burn. Otherwise, there'd be a lot.
Maybe we need to pull it back to once a fortnight. We'll talk about that after the show.
Talk about that later. But I want to talk this morning. I want to know on 13 10 60 if your parents were too involved in your wedding, or just how involved were they? Did it cause any issues? Because I'm not having issues at this point in time. With my mum, but I know that she wishes she was more involved than what she is. And I think it's a distance thing that's really stopping her from being more involved. But the whole premise of this is, back in the day, right, on invitations, you might notice this as well, it'll be like Maureen and Bob invite you to the wedding of their daughter,
Gabrielle
Elgood and Neville. So it used to be the parents throwing the wedding on behalf of the people getting married.
Hasn't that changed?
Oh, it's changed ridiculously.
So much has changed about weddings. That's a big one.
But that's what used to be the case. And so the parents were super involved. They paid for it. They came up with the guest list. Like, they had their friends coming along to the wedding. Like, they were very, very, very involved. These days, it's definitely changed, but the older generation still has memories of that. So they still kind of want to drag some of that into play. Do you know what I mean? So
100%.
When it comes to putting money towards a wedding or whatever, then they're like, well, I've put money towards a wedding, so therefore I want to have a little bit of say.
And let's be honest, the current generation are the most, not opinionated, that's not the right one, but we stand on our own two feet, don't we?
And for my wedding, right, I'm so against any tradition that's there for tradition's sake. Like, if a tradition makes sense to me, more than happy to go along with it. But if it doesn't, if it's just there for the sake of being a tradition and it doesn't actually add anything to my day, get out of here. Like, my partner is having his sister as his best gal instead of a best man. Because why not? Why would you not? Like, it's a silly tradition for no reason.
What's she going to wear? This is completely beside the point. What's she going to wear?
Well, she's just going to... So they're all going to be in black tuxes and she'll just be in a long black dress.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's going to be beautiful. I think it's stunning to have her as part of his bridal party. So when it comes to traditions, not for it. I just want to know, because I know this conversation is going to come up within the next year with my mum. As to how much say she should be having when it comes to different aspects. 13, 10, 60, where do you draw the line? Did your parents cross that line? How involved were they in the organisation of your wedding?
I love it. Because, like I say, I think brides and grooms now are probably more in, like, we're the most independent generation there has ever
been.
And we have very much, like you, very... You have strong opinions and strong thoughts on what your wedding needs to be.
Yeah.
And you probably don't need someone a generation or two above you
telling me what to do,
feeding you information on what should, this is how it was done. This is how me and your father got married.
This is how it should be.
Do you fly on the wall? There's going to be drama.
I'm sure there won't be. Like, she's far enough away for there not to be too much drama.
There's going to be eye rolling.
Oh, definitely.
There's going to be you, I don't know, like, taking the frustrations out on Nev, going, you won't believe it. But 13, 10, 60.
Well, maybe even his parents will want to get involved. Maybe the in-laws got involved. 13, 10, 60. How involved were the parents or in-laws in your wedding, Michael?
Actually, no one was very involved in our wedding.
Interesting. How'd you swing that?
My now wife and I got married about 2 weeks ago. We planned it for about 3 or 4 months in secret and then called everyone on the Friday the day before and said, hey, come down to the Gold Coast. We're getting married tomorrow.
That's lovely.
Oh, my God. So rookie error here.
I've missed the boat on that
one. Gabby's done a little thing, mate, called invites, unfortunately.
Yeah, you've really missed a great opportunity to plan it all yourself.
Why couldn't you have talked to me a couple of months ago, Michael?
It's certainly a way to prevent people getting involved, because it's impossible to get involved in something you don't know is happening.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out, then call them a Lyft, or give them the couch for the night. Drink driving, all bad.